Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about a time to confess, and really looking at the idea of God's desire that we agree with Him about the sin in our life and we do what He wants. In other words, we remove it. And so we focused in on a verse out of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31, says, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice." And so the weekdays, our broadcast part, we've been looking at these different topics that we ought to agree with God about. We ought to agree to get rid of them. And we've already talked this week about bitterness, rage, anger, brawling. And today we're going to talk about confessing slander, agreeing with God about the damage that it causes, the sinfulness of it, the need to remove it from our life, from our thoughts, from the way we view one another, and the way we treat the people around us. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 16 says, "Do not go about spreading slander among your people. Do not do anything that endangers your neighbor's life. I am the Lord." Sometimes we kind of skip through Leviticus or skip over Leviticus because, well, it's not exactly easy reading. And so many of the laws of God for His people, we don't really understand all that well. And we have to look back historically to the context of life, especially when the laws were given. And so much had to deal with the cleanliness in order to protect against the spread of disease. And we've come to rely upon different practices. We've come to rely upon medications. We've come to rely upon a lot of things that simply were not available. But God had the wisdom to know how to protect His people if they would listen. And the good news is God still has the wisdom to know how to protect His people if we're willing to listen. In the midst of a lot of instructions, God gives this command to not slander, to not do anything that would harm your neighbors, the people around you. And you, well, who's my neighbor? Well, that's the question Jesus was asked when this individual wanted to know what the greatest commands were. He was a religious leader. He was a teacher of the law. He knew that the greatest command was to love God and to love his neighbor. But in order to justify himself or attempt to, he asked, "Who is my neighbor?" And we get the story of the Good Samaritan. And the instruction to this man was to go and be like the one who was a neighbor, the one who cares no matter what. And so when he says that we should not slander, that we should not do anything that harms our neighbor, I don't think God intended to put restrictions on it's okay to harm people that aren't our neighbors. It's okay to slander people that are not one of us. The problem is we aren't so sure that it applies. Well, at least we don't always act like we're sure it applies. This idea of slander is to speak in a way that harms those that we're speaking about, particularly in a way that's untrue, a way that's not accurate. And so we kind of cheat a little bit. And we use words that are true, we use statements that are true, but we use them in ways that misrepresent the whole story. And so slander isn't simply about untrue statements, it's about the way we represent what we're saying. The old joke that would often go around, and one of those questions that really has no good answer. But a person would come up and say, "Have you stopped beating your wife yet?" Well, if you said yes, it kind of implies that you used to. If you said no, it kind of implies that you still do. And so it becomes a slanderous question when taken seriously because of the implication, even though you could argue that you really didn't say one way or the other whether it was true or not. You see, God's desire is that we would guard our thoughts so that our thoughts don't produce the words that injure others. Jesus says that out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so when we discover that words which injure are coming from our mouth, we probably ought to do a pretty deep examination of our heart. The same is true when others slander us, when words come from them that injure us. There just might be, or perhaps more than might, it's likely there's a heart issue. And so rather than sit in condemnation or in judgment, we ought to pray for one another. We ought to consider how God needs to work in our heart in order to change the things that come out of our mouth. When we confess slander, we agree with God that the words that we use matter. That we're more careful, we're not speaking in flippant and unthoughtful ways. You see, when we consider slander as being words which injure others, particularly untrue words, we also have to recognize the intent behind it. Sometimes we get into the habits of using words to attract attention. We kind of like the shock value. And the difficulty with that is once we become accustomed to using those words with shock value, the shock value wears off and we have to find new words. It's amazing in a bad way. Horrifying is probably a better description of it. The prevalence of language and words in public by all kinds of people that would have been unthought of to say out loud 10, 15, 20 years ago. And it's rare that you can go anywhere in public where there are people without hearing multiple people dropping F-bombs and words and swearing and very vulgar language in casual conversation. And it's horrifying to me when I go to a beach and hear parents using this language in front of their children and to their children. You see, the language we use matters. Because we don't recognize until it's too late the harm that it causes. And when we confess slander, we're confessing to God that we're agreeing with Him that our words make a difference. Not simply the truthfulness of our words, but the helpfulness of our words makes a difference. And it ought to be our desire as believers in Christ that we're not harming people with our words or with our actions or in any other way. And it doesn't mean we can't speak the truth. We've talked about that already this week, about speaking the truth in love. And sometimes things are difficult to hear, and it may actually hurt to hear it, but is it helpful in the long run? You know, I don't like to hear that I need to change my diet. Had a new doctor visit to check up this past winter, and one of the questions dealt with how many servings of vegetables am I eating a day, and the recommendation is that I increase that. I don't like to hear that. In some ways you could say it's harmful, it hurts, but it's wasn't given in a hurtful or harmful manner. It was given with an intent to help. And so when I'm talking about agreeing with God about slander and about harming people or not harming people with our words, it's still important that we use God's word for correcting and rebuking and training in righteousness, as we talked about in a previous week. And sometimes those words of correction and rebuke sting a little. They sting when we receive them, or ought to sting when we give them. But it's the heart behind it. Is it spoken in a condemning and judgmental way or in a helpful way? You see, we don't have to tell everything we know about every person we know. Some things are meant to be confidential. Some things are meant not to be shared. Some things are harmful. And especially when we take those things that we think we know and we don't know fully, so we're twisting the truth or not even telling the truth, we can find ourselves engaged in the act of slander without even realizing how we got there. And God's desire is that we not harm one another, that we don't harm one another with our words, as well as not harming one another with our actions. And so today, as we pray, I ask that each one of us would seek God's help in examining the overflow of our heart. We would agree with Him that slander is sinful. And we would seek His help in getting rid of it. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love continues to give us what we need, and it continues to call us to get rid of the things that we don't need, and not only that we don't need, but that are harmful. And so, God, today we come before You to agree with You about the sin of slander. And we ask that You would help us to examine our hearts to see what flows out of it through our words. Father, forgive us for those times where we've used our words with dishonesty in order to harm someone else. when our intentions have not been pure and right, when there's been no intent to help, but our attempt was to expose or to demean. And so, Father, as we consider the dangers of slander, may we be very careful in how we speak about others. Even as we become careful in how we speak to others. Father, may we guard the reputation of those around us, even as we want our reputation guarded. May it be our desire that our words are words which help and build up rather than hurt and tear down. Father, for those times where slander is used against us, may we recognize the heart issue of the person doing that. And may our response not be one of retaliation, but rather one of prayer, of love, concern. And Father, for those times where we find that we have slandered someone, may we agree with you about it. May we seek forgiveness. May we make things right to the best that we can. Father, today, may our words be good and right. May our words be pure and holy. May we do those things that lead to words which honor you. So, Father, as we come in agreement about slander and the evil that it presents, may you continually help us to get rid of it so that it would have no place, that would linger in our hearts and our minds and no place in our words. And as we get rid of the slander that so easily creeps in, may we replace it with words which lift up Jesus. And as we lift him up, may many be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.